Riddle Me That is brought to you by Anchor, the easiest way to make a podcast. Use creation tools right from your phone and your computer, and Anchor will distribute your podcast to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. And it's free. And now, your host, Alex Riddle.
What is up, everybody? You're tuning into the Riddle Me That podcast with your host, Alex Riddle. On today's episode, we kind of have a bit of a special episode today, hence the title, It's Not Always About Sports. Today's podcast is not just going to feature sports topics. I will get into why I decided to use this title, but it's a very special show today. You know, I'm excited. We're kind of changing things up. I want to show some, diversity of the show, and like I said, as we get into the show, I will discuss why I decided to make this podcast title the way it was, but it's going to be awesome, so I hope you guys are tuning in. But we're also going to dive into some MLB, as there's some hot action around the league right now, especially here in Chicago. Cubs are heating up, Sox have been heating up. It's going to be a fun season here in Chicago. Can't wait to get started. So I want to hop right into it. The show title today, It's Not All About Sports. I've had a couple encounters recently where, I'm talking to someone that actually I didn't know very well. And, they're like, oh, you have a podcast. And I was like, yeah, Riddle Me That podcast, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, oh, like, what's it about? And I was like, well, actually, it's a sports podcast. And right as I said sports, I'm like, oh, never mind. And I'm like, all right. Like, it's pretty rude. Pretty rude. Now, I'm not saying you have to like sports. Of course, not everybody likes sports. It's obvious. All right, sports is a passion. It's a hobby to some, a hobby to a lot. It's also a way of life. For me, sports revolves around my life. Whether you like it or not, if you know me, sports is a heavy presence in my life. It helps drive me. It helps keep me going. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with revolving something around yourself that you love, that makes you happy, that drives you, that you want to go into a career with. And so when somebody cuts you off and is like, oh, never mind, I'm not interested, you're like, obviously when you put yourself out there on a podcast, people are not always going to agree with what you're saying. People aren't even going to enjoy it. And you have to block that out. But at the same time, you think about, wow, like, just because you don't like sports doesn't mean you don't have to tune in. Yeah, maybe you won't tune in as often. As some people that do like sports. But if you follow this podcast, that it's not just about sports. It's just the topic. Every podcast has to have, a topic it revolves around. And if you've been for me from the start, that I started the show during quarantine. So there was no sports to talk about. So if you listen to the podcast, I didn't talk about sports really at all besides Korean baseball, for fun. When the Black Lives Matter was a thing, I talked about it. When politics was huge, when rioting was happening, when the White House was being rioted, it was talked about on this show. So yeah, this isn't a politics show. I'm not saying that. This isn't CNN, Fox. But everything I talk about, has a meaning. And even if I'm just, referencing what happened in sports last week, obviously, it's a sports podcast, so I'm going to be talking about that. But I'm also going to, be tying it to my own life as well. So it's just funny when, somebody immediately loses interest just because the topic at hand isn't what they enjoy. There's a lot of things that I tune into that my friends either are producing or are into that I listen to and pay attention to, not necessarily because I, enjoy what they're talking about, but it's because I like that person. And so I take an interest because that person enjoys it. And if I love somebody or I like somebody or I have a friendship with somebody, I'm going to be talking about or listening to what that person is doing because not because of the topic they're discussing, but because I love that person. So I respect what they're doing. So as long as I have an interest in somebody, I'm going to have interest in what they're doing. And then maybe over time, it'll grow. Maybe if you don't like sports now, maybe you will after listening to the podcast. Maybe you won't, and that's okay too. But to immediately write somebody off or something off just because you don't enjoy their type out, that's not right. It's what life is. You have to take, you know, if you care about somebody, then you care about what they care about. You know, and then you tolerate it. It's just like if you're in a relationship. If you're in a relationship, you tolerate what your significant other enjoys. And for instance, if your girlfriend likes a show that you hate, but you watch it anyway because you know it makes them happy. And then that should make you happy. That's the way it works. It's the same with sports for me. I expect for whoever I'm hanging out with, or you know, whoever I'm with, they should know that if they're with me, that I love sports. And it goes both ways. I'm not saying that, okay, if I like sports, that, you know, we're only going to watch sports. No, if you take interest in what I take interest in, then I will take interest in what you take interest in. That's the way it works. That's the way life works. I love that we're talking about this, like, life sentimental stuff right now, because it was on my mind. And I thought, what better way to get out there than on the Riddle Me That podcast? You know, to be honest, the sports world right now, I'm waiting for the NBA playoffs to start. MLB's just starting to take off, so there's not really anything pressing right now. You know, NFL draft did happen. All right, we can talk about that. We can talk about, you know, Justin Fields going to the Bears, which we will. It's so funny. You know, in the intro, I was, oh, we got some hot MLB going on. What I really should have been highlighting was the fact that the Bears got Justin Fields. Well, that is news. So we will be talking about that. It's an added in segment to the RMT podcast. But this was a must needed segment here, as I need to get some stuff off my chest. As it's like, okay, I'm not that guy that goes, you know, I'm not Michael Rappaport that goes and shits on people, and I would never give out people's names. But I have had a couple encounters now where it's like, okay, like, at least let me finish what I was saying about, like, you asked on my podcast, now let me talk about what it's about. And if you're not even gonna let me do that, it's like, yeah, okay, like, then you know what, you don't have to be in my life. You know, I'm not gonna, it's not even worth talking about someone that's just gonna blow it off anyway. So I love, actually, now that I'm getting some experience of people, you know, kind of throwing shade. It's like, it's what it's all about putting yourself out there and just not caring. This podcast isn't about me ranting about someone. I'm not hurt by this. I just thought it was interesting where it's like, okay, well, if that's the way you feel, then hear my side of the story. Hear why I do this podcast. I do it because I love putting myself out there. I love making people happy. I love making people laugh. And people tend to enjoy listening to this. And that obviously drives this podcast with people listening. And so I appreciate everybody out there that tunes in to the Riddle Me That podcast, even if it's just once in a while. It makes me, you know, you have no idea what it does for me in my life. So you guys are what keeps us going. And I hope that the Riddle Me That podcast just brings you happiness and joy. It's what it's about. Even if you don't like sports, I hope that you take this for who I am and why I'm doing this show in the first place. So now that I've gotten my pre-segment out of the way on the diversity of the Riddle Me That podcast, we're going back to sports. We're taking it to the NFL draft. What a draft it was. I previewed it last week. And, you know, honestly, this was the best draft from the Bears' perspective I've ever seen, I think, growing up. You know, every draft we botch it. You know, either we get Trubisky, you know, trading up for Trubisky, or we get some random, like, O-lineman. Now, I know that's not true. We've had some good picks in the past. You know, Kyle Fuller was a good pick out of Votech. But at the end of the day, it's like, okay, who have we drafted that's really just been the biggest ultimate playmaker I've seen? And Justin Fields might be it. So, you know, in the beginning of the draft, you know, it went as planned for the first two with Trevor Lawrence to the Jags, Zach Wilson to the Jets. And then number three, it was Trey Lance out of North Dakota going to the Niners. You know, everyone thought it was going to be Mac Jones. That was the hype that was around it. And it went Trey Lance. So I love that pick. You know, a lot of people don't, because he's thrown the minimum amount of passes that anyone's seen out of, like, a top, you know, five pick. And you know what? That's fine with me. That's fine. I think Trey Lance looks like a baller. Give the man a chance. Obviously, he's been scouted. He didn't play last year, but he's fresh. You know, he's healthy. So I like that pick to the Niners. And then, obviously, I love Ja'Marr Chase at 5 going to the Bengals to link up with his college teammate, Joe Burrow. Kyle Pitts at 4 going to the Falcons. I mean, the Falcons now have Kyle Pitts, Julio Jones, Calvin Ridley. If they can get 8, I mean, I don't know what the quarterback has to do on that team to get it done. They have to get it done. That offense is lethal. That's going to be an exciting team to watch. But it's all about the Chicago Bears trading up to get Justin Fields at 11. I don't think anybody, I didn't see it coming. I was, you know, at a bar watching Bill do his jazz, which was awesome. Bill killed it last week. Bill and the band, a little jazz for the boys. He was killing it. And all of a sudden I see it in my rearview mirror. I'm like, wow, Bears just traded up. And everyone's like, crap, they could get a quarterback. They could get Fields. And there he was, Justin Fields, drafted by the Chicago Bears. Most hype we've had in a while here in Chicago. He's a game changer. He is someone that definitely, the fact that he slipped to 11, you know, people thought that he'd go like 15th to the Pats. And I'm like, oh my gosh, dude, this guy's a top 3 pick if I've ever seen it. And he's going to prove, you know, he's on a mission to prove people wrong, which is the guy we want. He's here to change the program around in Chicago. Thank God Allen Robinson stayed. He has a weapon in Allen Robinson. Mooney, another receiver. David Montgomery, a running back. And it wasn't just Justin Fields that we got. We got 5 good picks. We got Taz Newsome, receiver out of North Carolina. We got offensive lineman Jenkins from Oklahoma State, who's apparently he slipped. We got a running back, you know, from Virginia Tech. Apparently, like, all of our picks are like, you know, we got like A grades on them, which is like, all right. Like, we, the Bears never get A's on their grades. They're always like B minuses, C pluses. So this is a good sign that people that, you know, people outside the Chicago area, like scouts, actually liked who we drafted this year. So there's a lot of hype going into this season. You know, people are wondering now, will Fields start right away over Andy Dalton? I have no idea. I don't really care because we know now that, you know, Fields is the guy. So even if he doesn't start the first couple games, it's going to be okay. Our schedule is so tough anyway that it doesn't really matter. I, of course, would love to see him right away. But, you know, a rookie quarterback sometimes needs, you know, a couple games to settle in. You know, there's a lot of adrenaline going through. You know, he's never played an NFL game before. So it's like, okay, we need to, you know, maybe get off on the right foot with, yeah, a little red rocket action. Not the best out there, but we'll see how he does the first couple of days. You know, it's kind of like a Mike Glennon experiment. You know he's only going to play now or start maybe a game or two, maybe only a half. But I guess we'll see what happens in spring training. If Fields balls out in spring training and Dalton's just eh, Fields might get the nod right away. So far, you know, the season's creeping up before we know it. Still a long way away before the season. I'm not trying to think that far ahead. Fields is our future. You know, he's our franchise quarterback. I can't tell you how thankful I am as a Bears fan to have Fields on our roster. It's a game changer. Everyone's excited. This is the most excited we've been as Bears fans for a while. And I've admitted it before. I'm a huge fantasy football fan. The Bears have been so bad for so long. So I guess if you want to call me a bandwagoner, I guess I am, but I watch every Bears game. I'm into them. I've never jumped off the train. I think if anything, fantasy keeps me, you know, into Bears games because I'll have Bears players. I have Montgomery on one of my dynasty rosters, so I'm all in for the Bears. Let's go, Bears. This is what I'm talking about. Ryan Pace, Nagy, saving their jobs for now.
Riddle's rant of the week.
Bang, bang, what's the hang?
My Riddle's rant of the week. It's going to have to be 2 rants because my scheduled rant was another Tony La Russa rant where the other day the White Sox didn't have too much effect on the outcome of the game. It was just a boneheaded move by La Russa. So it went to extra innings. They put Liam Hendricks on second. So it goes to whoever the last batter is. And, of course, there's like a double switch. So La Russa thought that he had to put his closer on second base to, you know, start the inning, where he actually could have put Jose Abreu, who was actually the last batter. He didn't know the rules properly. And when asked about it, in the post game, he was like, again, oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know you could put a Brady on second, which ultimately it didn't matter because Hendricks was moved over to third. It was first and third, one out. Leary got caught stealing at second. So having Abreu, who's not even fast anyway, didn't make a difference. But it was the fact that he just didn't know the rules. Bonehead had a play by La Russa. Another one of those plays, you're just like, dude, like, how old are you? Are you drunk? What? Give me something here to rectify why you made the, you know, the comments you made. I mean, his post games are so bad. He just makes himself look like an idiot, and that he just doesn't know what he's doing. It's like, how do you not, like, refresh the rules with your clubhouse before you put that guy out there? I'm sure he did. You know, so this goes to his clubhouse guys as well. I'm sure he did have some sort of discussion. I'm sure nobody knew. It is a fairly new rule. But at the same time, it's like, come on, man. You got to do better than that. But this just in. New rant here. Just happened. Albert Pujols, who's hitting 198 this season, designated for assignment on the Los Angeles Angels. I'm ranting about this is because how can you do that to the guy? He's put so much into your franchise. Yes, he hasn't been the Albert Pujols from the Cardinals, but he is a legend. Not a good, you know, good way to let this guy go. He's put, you know, he deserves better than this. You could have held him on your team, maybe just not play him as much, but designating him for assignment, I mean, that's a low blow. And now I'm not saying that, you know, hitting 198 is MLB worthy, but people hit worse. You know, people have had worse stretches. I saw him play against the White Sox this year. He didn't look that bad. You give the guy a chance. I mean, he's still a good hitter. Obviously not in his prime anymore, way past his prime. But, you know, he's been such a premier player, a premier athlete for the, you know, for sports. And you just do him so dirty by sending him down to the minors. It's just kind of like, wow, like, is this the way he's going to go out? Is someone going to, like, you know, is he going to go to a different team? I don't know, but I hate to see that. You know, Angels is kind of in panic mode because, again, now they're falling a couple games under 500 with as stacked of a roster as they have. It's really just, you know, a panic move, I think, by the Angels. They're trying to change something up. So, shame on the Angels organization. Shame on Joe Maddon. You can't designate Albert Pujols for assignment at this point in his career. I know his stats aren't necessarily where you want him to be, but it's too early to decide that. I don't like the move. I'm here for you, Albert. I'm here for you.
G4 Spotlight of the Week.
My G4 Spot of the Week. It was Bill Riddle last week, you know, for his jazz, being a great dad. It's now going to my mother, Jenny Riddle. Mother's Day coming up on Sunday, so this is a happy early Mother's Day here to the best mom out there. Just does everything you would want as a wonderful mother. You know, treats her kids with love, respect, you know, follows our passion, always here for us. The best cook I've ever had in my life, and just ultimately just such a good role model. You know, living at home last year and, you know, the rest of, you know, my life before that, seeing how hard she works, putting together her scripts, reading, you know, one of the most intelligent people I have ever met in my life. And she makes it look effortlessly, but she doesn't. She puts in the work to be who she is. And I wouldn't be where I am today doing this podcast without her. You know, it's so funny because she, you know, loves my podcast. You know, she tunes in. But then sometimes she'll be like, I'll be like, oh, did you listen to my podcast? And she'll say, ooh, there was a lot of ums in that. Or, you know, you said a lot of likes. And she says that out of love, you know, because she wants whatever I'm doing to be the best possible version of myself. So thanks to her, I've been able to work on my speech, work on slowing down my ideas, not just spilling them out of my head, not saying and like as much as I was, hardly at all. So I love you, Mom. I hope you have a wonderful day. I will see you later tonight for Alex Eve on Thursday nights, our favorite day. We're going to have a great Mother's Day at Beatrix. I can't wait. You're the best, Mom. My flick of the week this week. I'm taking it to a classic, Say Hello to My Little Friend. If you guys don't know that quote, you haven't seen the movie, one of the best movies I've seen, Scarface. I watched for the first time earlier this week, a true classic. I can't believe I haven't seen it before. A true gangster movie, the first of its kind. Al Pacino at his best. I mean, that movie, I mean, you think about that movie after you watch it, and you realize, wow, this guy's a psycho. He's a psycho motherfucker who just hustles his way through the streets of Miami, you know, straight out of the country, comes in, and he's like, you know what? I'm going to make a living somehow, so I might as well blow people up. And that's what Al Pacino does. Obviously, that's not the whole purpose of the movie. You know, it's actually, you know, it's a very intense movie with, you know, a guy that struggles with addiction and getting his life together and just, you know, yes, hustling and gangbanging is how he lives. But obviously, he's, you know, not set up how normal people are set up inside of himself. And you just have to watch, you know, it's blood, gore, drugs, action. What more do you want? Watch Scarface if you haven't seen it already. It's a classic. My bet of the week this week. I already took the St. Louis Cardinals today, +102. They're playing right now. It's all about John Gant. Unfortunately, it's too late for you guys to hop on unless you want a live lineup, but the odds aren't good, so skip that one. My bet of the night, retained to the NBA. It's a Los Angeles showdown between the Lakers and the Clippers. Look, Lakers right now currently +245 against the Clips. I know the Clips are a better team, but Durant is back in LA. Drummond's playing well. I love the front court action going for the Lakers. Clippers have been a little off recently, really struggled against the Raptors recently. They did get the W, but it was a grind. I'm loving the value that they're giving the Lakers tonight. You know, I've been off the Lakers train. I've actually been betting a lot against the Lakers this year, but they're going to have to get better at some point, and I feel like today will be a perfect, you know, coming out party against a good team. It's a rivalry. Lakers want to win. I'm taking the Lakers +245. Great value. You can put a little amount of money, win a lot. Los Angeles Lakers, money line, lock it in. That's all the time we have today on the Riddle Me That podcast. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. It's going to be a nice weekend this weekend. I say it a lot, but it is. It's going to be 70. I'm going to the Cubs game on Saturday. My first game of the year. Rooftop action, baby. I'm going to be getting after it. You guys should be getting after it. Everyone deserves to have a nice weekend off from work. So take advantage of it. You know, summer's on the rise. It's the best time of the year. Have a drink. Have some laughs. You guys deserve it. I love you all. I'll see you guys next week. Riddle Daddy. He's out.